Coast Guard Commander Doug Cameron took command of Air Station Sitka just 9 days before the accident.
You'd expect that to mean that I had very little personal connection with the crew. But that's not the way the Coast Guard family is.
Cameron served with Banks in Kodiak and with Hoke at Air Station Astoria.
Lieutenant Sean Kruger is the one person lost that I was not stationed with previously. Yet given the small size and the rotating nature of the airframes in the H-60 fleet, we still have much in common. We've shared the same H-60 cockpits. Our flight boots have worn paint off the deck in front of the same rudder pedals. Our hands have held the same flight controls. And much more importantly, we have both had the privilege of flying with people like Brett Banks and Adam Hoke. So even having just barely met, Sean Kruger was my brother.
Cameron also thanked Sitkins for offering aid and comfort in the aftermath of the crash, saying Sitka and the air station are, quote, completely interwoven. That was a theme that was echoed by Alaska Governor Sean Parnell.
You've provided and you've stepped forward in ways that I've already heard family members express their appreciation and their thanks for what you've done. And so now beyond Sitka, Alaskans, this is our challenge. It is to be the shield for these families and for this community, even as these men were our shield.
U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski presented flags to the families of the lost crew members, and Coast Guard Commandant Admiral Robert Papp made the trip from Washington, D.C. to attend the memorial service. He spoke at the ceremony and then again to reporters afterward.
It's such a small service by comparison to the others that when we do have a loss of any one Coast Guardsman, much less three, it really touches the lives of all of us. So that's why we gather together, why we take the time to do ceremonies like this. I refer to it as the manners of our profession, but it's really a time for us to get together, to celebrate the lives of these great heroes, and then to shore each other up to be able to get through the tragedy.
In addition to the large turnout at the memorial service, it was also watched by more than 1,300 people through an online broadcast. Words of encouragement and support were offered at the service to the survivor of the crash, Lieutenant Lance Leone. He was released from a Seattle hospital on Monday after being treated for a broken arm and leg. The Coast Guard says he's with his family. With help from KCAW's Lily Mihalik, I'm Ed Ronco, reporting in Sitka.